Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Glad you're with us, whatever Super Talk station you find us on every day. Or whether online, we're just happy you're part of the program. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Bob and Kelly. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place for a weekend meal with your family, a great place to cater your next event, whether it be for your home, for your church, for your business. Glad to have you with us today. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. Some changes taking place with that very popular website. We'll be talking about that later. Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune newspaper, of course, in New Orleans, with some interesting thoughts about the Sun Belt Conference and the changes that we're about to see in the Sun Belt alignment. And we'll be talking to Patrick about that a little later in the show. But we're glad to have the next future Southern Miss Athletic star in the studio with us. Addie Siders is a six-year soccer starter at Summerall High School and the new assignee for the Southern Miss soccer program. Now, she is the Mississippi Gatorade Girl Soccer Player of the Year for the second year in a row, the Region 7 4A Player of the Year. And Addie, that's just scratching the surface, but the segment is only 9 minutes, and I thought if I read every award you had won in your career, we would be out of time. Congratulations. I just don't think you could have had a better high school soccer career, could you have?
It was special for sure, and I'm just thankful that I was able to be a part of it and have my high school soccer career at Summerall High School and where I had it. So.
Did you ever get tired of the awards? I mean, my goodness.
It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to sound braggy or anything.
Well, I mean, do you have all these awards in your bedroom at home? I mean, if so, did they have to build like a special cabinet or something?
I have a little keepsake box where I keep my awards.
Well, it couldn't be very little, Addie, because there's so many. Hey, we congratulate you, and we're very glad that you signed at Southern Miss.
Thank you.
But really, when it came to it, did you have a choice?
Well, no, I was about to reveal that. Now, Addie, you would think, and I'm sure, had college offers everywhere. But you've got a pretty famous grandfather, and I'm going to let you tell our listeners who your granddad is.
Yes, sir. So my grandfather was M.K. Turk. He coached basketball at Southern Miss for 20 years.
Now, wait a minute. Who was it? I'm kidding.
Don't pay him attention.
I'm kidding.
Now, yeah. Addie, we were poking fun at you a little bit about what an icon your granddad was and how both Kelly and I had the privilege of knowing him and just thanked the world of him. But you said something that I thought was really heartwarming. You said, yeah, you were aware of all that, but to you, he was just your grandfather.
Yes, sir. He was. He really was just my grandfather, and he passed away when I was at a younger age, around 6 or 7, but I still have those very vivid memories of just him being, you know, like hop up in my lap, sit in his chair with him, watch TV.
And Saturday mornings, Addie, tell us about Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings, they were my favorite. We would spend the night with him pretty frequently, and we would wake up and we would go in the living room and he would have Krispy Kreme donuts ready for us and chocolate milk. And then, of course, he would get his dog Rambo, his McDonald's cheeseburger through the drive-thru. So we would all sit in the living room with my cousin, my little sister, and we'd watch TV, watch cartoons, and just hang out.
Y'all would eat donuts and Rambo would eat his cheeseburger.
His cheeseburger. He would have his cheeseburger sitting there with us eating it. But
I wonder if Rambo had a cardiologist.
And he lived forever. We don't know how he made it, but he did.
But Addie, both of your parents graduated from Southern Miss.
Yes,
of course, Coach Turk and Miss Katrina still lives in the same house that, Coach Turk had on Southeast Circle in Hattiesburg. So really, I was kind of joking, but did you really have a choice? I mean, was there any doubt that you were not going to go to Southern Miss?
So I've been around Southern Miss my whole life. Obviously, my family loves Southern Miss, and we're huge fans. And as I was kind of going through my recruitment process, I kind of thought going into it, like, maybe I want to see something else. Maybe I want to get away from here kind of thing. So I toured and visited a couple other schools, and I saved Southern Miss for my last visit. And right when I stepped on campus, I had that feeling, sense of peace over me, and I was just, it truly felt like home, and everyone was so genuine and welcoming. And I didn't feel like just a number on a page. I truly felt like they knew me and cared about me as a person. So from that moment after my visit, my mom, she actually teaches me. I went into her room like the next day, and I told her, I was like, I want to be a part of the Southern Miss family, and it's where I want to continue my academic and athletic career.
And because your last name is Siders, people are not going to put the Turk together with the but you are reminded as you go around campus of your dad many different ways.
Yes, sir. So, like, even this morning I was there at Southern Miss, and I'm turning on an MK Turk Circle, you know, and, like, you see a sign where it's, like, the street sign that says MK Turk Circle, and it's just some of those little moments that, you know, to me he was just my grandfather, but then you do have those moments where you just realize, like, you know, he is such a, like,
he's an icon,
kind of embodies, like, what Southern Miss is, you know, and it just kind of hits you at sometimes.
And with all the things that you've accomplished in soccer, I'm sure there are a lot of our listeners are going, now, wait a minute, you're MK Turk's granddaughter and you didn't play basketball? You tried it, though.
I did try it for a little bit. So I grew up going to all of the basketball camps. I loved them. And then I did 1 year of upward basketball with Temple with a couple of my friends. And it was actually kind of funny because a lot of the friends who were on the team with me were soccer players and softball players. We weren't really true basketball players. We just went out there and had fun. So I did. I gave it a shot, and then, but ultimately, it's just kind of always been soccer, and so I just kind of stuck with it.
When did you learn that, hey, I might have a pretty good future in this? I'm pretty good playing this game.
So I started playing soccer at the age of 3 or 4. I was little. I started out with the rec program in Hattiesburg, and then I grew up playing rec, and then I moved to select, which is the travel side of it. And really around age, like, probably 12, 13 is when I really got serious, and I was like, I think I could have, you know, a future in soccer. And so I played select soccer with Hattiesburg, and then around U13, I started playing with a team out of Birmingham called Birmingham United, BUSA, and so that's the ECNL, they're part of the ECNL program. So I was a DP player, so I was called a discovery player. So I only had to go – I got to play games. I didn't have to travel to Birmingham and practice with them. So I was able to play with them at an even higher level and just get more exposure and kind of play against the highest level kids in the country.
And, Bob, she really didn't have a choice but to be a great athlete because my words, not hers, but her father – we've talked about her grandfather being MK Turk. But her father, Drew Siders, happened to be, in my opinion, the best place kicker – obviously, soccer style, that Oak Grove High School ever had. Now, they didn't kick a lot of field goals when her dad was playing, but when he had to, or extra points, I mean, he had a thunderous leg, was great. So it's no surprise to me that soccer, you know, runs through the family.
So, Addie, what are your hopes now? What are your goals that you're setting for yourself?
So my main goal is I just, like, go into this next chapter of life. I just want to become the best person and player I can be and just push myself to be a great teammate, a great person, a great student. I want to just really try to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone and just see how far I can take myself. And, you know, I think that I couldn't have picked a better place to I think Southern Miss allows me to do everything that I want to do and reach every goal that I have for myself.
A couple of things that I just want to make a note of, Bob. Two-time Gatorade Player of the Year. This is a big sign. This is a big signee, regardless that she's
correct,
from here
correct.
And from the, this is a big signee. The fact that you can't help the fact that you're MK Turk's grand. I just think that this you're going to wear this whether you want to or not. I think you might be the face of Southern Miss soccer because of all the Southern Miss ties. Is that okay with you, or how are you going to handle that?
I mean, I think it's truly an honor, and I just want to go into each and every day, you know, with just the same mindset of, like, I'm here just to try to better myself, better the program, be a part of something bigger than myself. And so, yeah, I try not to let it get to me as much. I don't want to be braggy. I try to stay humble, you know, and just keep working hard and just kind of see where it takes me. And
well, what's clear is this is a great catch.
Yeah, for
the soccer program and for the university. And you know, thank you first of all for coming to the studio.
Oh, for sure.
Congratulations on a great, great career. And I think I speak for all of us when I tell you that, number one, we're very proud that you signed with Southern Miss, and from two guys that knew your grandfather, I know that he must have a big smile on his face
this
news.
I sure hope so.
And it seems to me that Krispy Kreme was very instrumental in developing this young woman, so I would think an rights deal or
maybe a NIL with Krispy Kreme.
Maybe one day.
That would be great.
Addie, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Of course, Addie Siders, everybody, the newest member of the Southern Miss ladies soccer team, and one we're very glad to have. All right, Patrick McGee's next. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Addie Siders for coming in. Kelly made a great point. I mean, you know, she's a charming young lady, and it's a great story about her grandfather being MK Turk and all of that. But, you know, this is a big catch for the soccer program. This kid is really as good a soccer player as there is in the state.
And you kind of, tongue-in-cheek, were talking about the awards, but seriously.
Oh, seriously, it's a page full of them.
It would have taken 3 minutes.
Yeah.
To list all the awards that this girl has won.
So big catch for Lady Soccer here at Southern Miss. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Kathleen is the queen down there, and she has everything you need, whether it be for your home, for your car, for your body, for kids, for adults. Check them out, campusbookmart.net. Glad to have our good buddy Patrick McGee back on the show with us this week, sports editor of the Times Picayune. And Patrick, I guess you've probably been a little busy with LSU winning the College World Series. Are they getting tired of national championships in baseball down there?
No, I don't think they'll ever get tired of that. You know, just another taste of it. They only want more, and they're just going to keep bringing in some of the best talent in the nation. So it's with Jay Johnson, it's kind of hard to see this thing slowing down.
Yeah. Is it fair to say, and I don't mean to be unfair, but money is no object?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a misrepresentation that LSU has kind of always been at the top when it comes to money. I think they're obviously well off, but compared to some other schools that are at the tip top, they're not really in that category. But obviously, they have a good amount of money coming in. They're getting better at raising money, mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's every year they're just going to get stronger and stronger. And that if you look at LSU as a whole, in the last 25 years, they've made a lot of progress, and people are willing to invest in that program. And yeah, LSU baseball is just a tough thing to stop right now.
No, no question.
Patrick, I made the observation last week that, I was very clear about the fact that I was hoping that Coastal Carolina would win the national championship for obvious reasons. But I think because of all the umpire talk, and some of it that we had on this program, but I also pointed out that it overshadowed the really good play that LSU executed on the field. And I think it kind of cheapened their championship when all the talk was about the umpiring. What's been the fan base's reaction to all that hullabaloo?
Well, I mean, I think the fan base at first was kind of annoyed by the coach and kind of a little bit of a distraction, but I don't think everybody moved on from that pretty quickly once it was all said. But I think the national conversation did kind of follow the Coastal coach and everything that went into that. But I think, they held the celebration Wednesday night and everybody's moved on and they're just happy to have their championship.
Yeah, two things stuck out with me, and then we'll move on about that LSU baseball team, was obviously their pitching, very, very strong. Patrick, I thought their defensive infield just looked incredible. I mean, they just looked almost unbeatable.
Yeah, I mean, as long as LSU was going to hit in the postseason, they were going to win because they have the pitching staff and they have, a well-rounded team. They just have talent at all positions. Even the third baseman didn't hit a lick. He was great defensively.
No question.
That team just kind of came together late in the season. There are times throughout the year where you thought, well, they're probably not a national title contender this year. But it definitely came all together for them at the end.
All right, I want to move on to the Sun Belt, and I know you cover sports in Louisiana. It looks almost certain now that Texas State will be moving on to the Pac-12, whatever that conference is called now. We keep hearing that we hear two things. We hear that Louisiana Tech would be the favorite to come in. Then we hear that the other schools, Sun Belt schools in Louisiana, would be opposed to it. But then I think I read where the Monroe athletic director has publicly said that he would support it. Where do you think things stand insofar as who may replace Texas State? And do you think it will be Louisiana Tech?
I mean, I guess science do point towards Louisiana Tech. I don't necessarily think it's the best idea. I understand the logic that goes into it. I don't think there's opposition from, say, UL or ULM or, a Southern Miss or something like that. I think they would welcome La Tech in because it cuts down on travel and stuff like that. And I think they realize they could have another rival. Western Kentucky, I think the other option, they're also not perfect as a candidate. There's been more value through the teams the conferences that added on the East Coast in recent years. They just take a little bit more time and look at this and figure out the best approach. I mean, to me, elevating a school like Chattanooga might make sense, but heck, they don't even have a baseball program. That would be a strange fit in the Sun Belt. So I don't know. I don't see how Louisiana Tech adds a lot of quality to the conference. I think they would be good in baseball, but in terms of, I know in the Sun Belt market isn't that important, but basically the Monroe-Ruston media market is not bringing much at all to the Sun Belt whenever you lost Texas State, which is in the Austin, the San Antonio corridor. So I don't know. I just don't see how you're basically, if you want to drop Louisiana Monroe out and then bring Tech in, I guess that makes a lot more sense. But obviously that's not happening. Mm-hmm. Why you would have Louisiana Tech and Monroe in the same conference, two schools that are operating on very minimal budgets, especially Monroe, I just don't see a whole lot of value being added to the conference.
One name that's been thrown out there, I don't give much validity to it. I'd be curious to see if you do, is East Carolina. But what would be the reason that East Carolina would leave the conference they're in to come to the Sun Belt?
Yeah, I mean, they're not leaving right now. It makes no sense for them to leave right now. Now, within 2 to 3 years, if the Americans start to kind of disassemble, then I think East Carolina would probably seriously consider the Sun Belt. But I think that's down the road. And, John Gilbert, I assume John Gilbert's still the AD at East Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, just knowing him, it doesn't make sense now to make that move.
Well, one of the questions would be, do you want three teams in Louisiana or do you want to expand the Sun Belt to have one in Kentucky, which, Western Kentucky would bring that to the table? Whereas, right. as Patrick was saying, Tech now would be three from the state of Louisiana. So I guess you'd have mm-hmm. to have to weigh all those options. The New Orleans Saints are getting closer to training camp. Patrick, I host trivia a couple nights a week, and one of the team names of a team last week was called, they called themselves 4th and 25. And I said, if you're a Saints fan, you better get used to hearing that this year. 4th and 25. What are we hearing from Saints camp, and how much optimism at all is there as they head into camp?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's been pretty low-key. You don't really see anybody kind of like saying, hey, this is the year. I think everybody's just going to have to wait and see what that finished product is. You know, what will Kellen Moore be able to do with a Spencer Rattler or a Tyler Shuck? You know, it just remains to be seen. You know, you have talented receivers, the offensive line, a little bit of a question mark, but you just drafted a first-rounder there. It's probably going to be at left tackle. They're shuffling some pieces around, and there for a beat, you know, much of that offense was pretty good last year until the injuries hit. So it's just really what can Kellen Moore do with this offense, and can an aging defense have one more go in them? You know, I'm skeptical of the defense, but I still think they can be a confident group overall. But can they hover around 500 and maybe stay in the hunt for, you know, a wild card, but some kind of playoff bid? I don't know.
Even at this late date, there are still some free agents out there. Are there any that make sense to the Saints or that they would contemplate?
No, signing? I mean, I can't name anybody. I saw Amari Cooper was a name thrown out there, but I can't name anybody right now. My head's been in LSU baseball land. I just had to finish putting together LSU College World Series book last night. So,
gotcha.
So I can't really name anybody that's like the current fit for them right now, but they could potentially add some free agents, but nobody that's just going to completely change the game.
Right.
So you see them as a 500 team, Patrick?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I'm just saying that's probably a best case scenario, really, is, you know, they've got that potential. They do have players. Kellen Moore is a guy who's shown that he can really do something with an offense. So I think there's potential there, but chances are we're looking at, you know, a 6-win team.
You know, it's kind of an odd comparison, I know, but, you know, when Brady leaves the Patriots, then people started questioning who was the real key here. You know, was it Brady? Was it
Belichick?
Was it the coach? But I'm beginning to ask that same question about Sean Payton. I mean, Sean Payton just seems almost irreplaceable in a sense. It just hadn't been the same since he left, has it, Patrick?
No, I mean, it's pretty clear that, you know, Sean Payton ruled the roost, and he had a big say on, you know, who they're drafting and what personnel they're bringing in, and just his leadership in that locker room across the team was immense. So you take that out of the equation, the Saints just aren't the same. I mean, Kellen Moore is a really bright offensive mind. But can he be the guy that really kind of takes charge there in New Orleans and helps, you know, works with Mickey Loomis to rebuild this thing? I'm skeptical that Loomis is the answer as really the executive who's calling all the shots. You know, how much longer does he have in that role? I think there's probably a pretty good dedication to seeing Kellen Moore work this thing out. You know, mm-hmm. they're going to give him some leeway. So we'll see. But yeah, you take Peyton out of the equation, it's a different place.
Patrick, the NBA season, of course, it was not a great season for the Pels, but real quick, in the off season, what do you think is going to happen?
Just had the draft. Yeah. I mean, with Queen and the guard, Fears, the guard they brought in, those are guys that should be able to make an impact fairly soon, but they gave away next year's draft pick, so in the first round. So a lot of people are kind of questioning the Pelicans' decision right now.
All right, Patrick, get some rest, brother. I know you've had a long week. We appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Patrick McGee sounded a little tired.
Yeah, and just it's all over now, but then he kicks up. Here's football right around the corner.
I'm sure it was pretty active at the Times-Picayune with the Tigers winning the College World Series. All right, when we come back, I'll talk to Heath Hinton about some changes on Big Gold Nation.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, our thanks to Patrick McGee and Addie Siders. Really appreciate both of them on the show today. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. I was just had an exchange with Slade last night. I saw a picture on Facebook of him with his one of his dogs in his lap, and the dog's knee, he was like to Slade's knees up to his head, kissing him, and I texted him and said, is this a lap dog? And he laughed and said, yeah, but she's getting a little big. But Slade and those guys, great down at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And they love dogs, too, so that just, in my view, makes them good people.
Live music tonight and tomorrow as well.
That's exactly right. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and we appreciate all they do. You can visit their new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It is beautiful. And Kevin will greet you with open arms. Mo Bay Beignet Company, great place to pick up a wonderful dessert over the weekend. 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. And don't forget about our podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Heath Hinton owns Big Gold Nation. That's a very popular chat room for Southern Miss Athletics. And some big changes about to take place just in a few days. We ask Heath to come on and let everybody know, because we certainly don't want you to lose your source for Southern Miss information that you get from Big Gold Nation. So, Heath, welcome back to the show. And let our Eagle Hour listeners know what changes are taking place in your organization.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, as always. And, you know, we're moving to On3. On3 bought out, for those who don't know, On3 acquired Rivals, part of a deal with Yahoo. And we are a site. We are a site that's going to be going to On3. Congratulations, it really, for the Southern Miss fan base, because On3 was, you know, they're more of a group of four type of deal, but because of the size of Southern Miss fan base and amount of traffic and all that, they wanted to keep Southern Miss, so that was a big thing for us. They didn't keep many group of six schools, but they did keep Southern Miss, and we're going to be rocking and rolling July 1st with On3, and stay tuned to social media. We'll give you the new website address and everything, but exciting times, a lot more resources to have. On3 actually does cover baseball, so that's a big thing for Southern Miss. But they also do a lot of NIL recruiting, just a bunch of different more resources that Southern Miss fans would be excited to have and use looking towards Southern Miss athletics.
Heath, will there be any other Sun Belt schools that have also been promoted, if you will, to On3?
Well, it depends. If Louisiana Tech becomes a Sun Belt school, I know that they're moving. But I'm not sure. I don't think there's any other Sun Belt schools that are moving right now. That could change. But right now, it's just Southern Miss and maybe Louisiana Tech.
And again, if I understand what you're saying correctly, and to put it into layman's terms, this would be like TV ratings. If your show, so to speak, is rated high enough, then these bigger entrepreneurs want to be a part of what you got going. Is that a fair assessment?
That is a very fair assessment. Okay. They look at your how many impressions you have, the amount of subscribers you have, and they go from there. And they have a certain minimum that they don't want to go below. But, of course, Southern Miss, being the name it does, and Southern Miss does have a big name across college sports, especially at the group of six level, they want to keep Southern Miss. And that was great. Of course, they've been wonderful to work with as partners and getting this thing going. So we're really excited about what's to come.
All right. This happens July 1st?
July 1st. Just view social media, and we'll have the new website out and do everything. If you're a subscriber now, nothing's going to change for you. You're still going to be subscribed, and everything will roll over when your subscription, when it's time to roll over again. But the one good thing I'm understanding is if you – you know, with Rivals, there will still be Rivals. There will be On3. So if you are a member, you get to read both and really kind of get two for one. So it's going to be a good deal.
All right. While we have you on the phone, and I'm glad that we could get that information out, we just talked to Patrick McGee, and we were talking to him about the news that the Texas State is now, I think, officially going to the Pac-12 and all this swirling rumors about Louisiana Tech and perhaps Western Kentucky. Patrick didn't think that Louisiana Tech would bring a lot to the conference in the respect that no big TV market, obviously. You're going to have now, you would have three schools located very centrally to one another in the state of Louisiana, and that While Western Kentucky's not perfect, he did think that maybe that would bring a little more to the league than adding another Louisiana school. Your thoughts?
Maybe it expands the footprint, but really the Sun Belt, if you look at it, they're not. It's not about TV markets. It's about schools that are a lot alike in many ways. You look at the Sun Belt schools, all these schools are in towns that are about the same size, except for maybe a Georgia State, a Coastal, you know, kind of there in Myrtle Beach on the beach, and ODU, but most of these schools are about towns that are the same size. They're a lot alike. And that's what the Sun Belt goes for. The TV ratings aren't that big of a deal in the Sun Belt. Mm-hmm. And it seems to work for the Sun Belt because all the schools are more competitive. So I don't know if the TV ratings mean that much. What I can say is when you're going to bring a school in, you have to look at who their travel partner going to be. What are you going to do to adjust schedules? And the one good thing about Louisiana Tech is you just slide them into a Texas State spot on the schedule going forward and go from there. They're either a travel partner with Louisiana or Arkansas State or ULM and Arkansas State state travel partners, and you go from there. It's just an easy, quick fix, and you don't have to worry about readjusting the East and the West and trying to draw a line. You bring Georgia State over, and you bring Western Kentucky over. And redo all that. So I think Louisiana State's just an easy fix. And I just don't think TV markets are that big of a deal anymore, especially with streaming, especially for the Sun Belt. It's just, it's about the schools and how much they are alike. And let's face it, La Tech, Southern Miss, Louisiana, a lot of those schools are a lot alike. The towns they're in, the size of the towns they're in, they're a lot alike.
Right. What kind of time frame do you think the league will be looking at to bring in a new member?
I think you'll see it by the 1st of July. You know, you got Texas State has to be gone. They got to pay, you know, like $10 million. They leave now. It's $5 million. So I think it'll be rather quickly. I think within the next, you know, 5 to 10 days, you're going to find out who the next member of the Sun Belt is going to be. They got to do it now before things get rolling into next year. I think it's going to be pretty soon.
So do we think Texas State would be gone by the end of football season?
I think they'll be gone before the start of next football season. And look, let's be honest. I don't understand Texas State's reasoning here. I don't get it. Pac-12, I'm sorry, Washington State, Oregon State, does not a power – and eight schools total does not a power five conference mate. You're going to have to travel across country with no travel partner. You're going to have to play all your games in the mountain region in the West Coast, and you're going to take all these sports that don't make a lot of money, and you're going to fly them out there and stay. And I'm afraid that by the time all that money they think they're going to make, it's going to be gone. And then your fans feel like they're going to be able to travel to away games. That's not. So I don't know what value Texas State brings to the Pac-12 except besides the school in Texas. And I'm not sure that I don't see them benefiting from this move, but for Southern Miss fans, it's a lot closer drive to go to Ruston, Louisiana to watch a game than it is San Marcos, Texas.
But there is word out of Lubbock, Texas, that the Pac-12 is also approaching Texas Tech to leave the Big 12 that they're in and go. So
why in the world would Texas Tech leave the Big 12?
They're not going to leave the Big 12 for that amount of money. As much as the Big 12 is paying them,
But they're going to try, is what Pete Thamel is reporting, that they're going to try to make it a kind of a Texas package, Texas State and Texas Tech. And I, you know, as far as Louisiana Tech goes, there is no written rule that the Sun Belt has to replace that team right now. I mean,
they don't have to.
No, that they could wait for a team that they think is a better fit all the way around.
They couldn't, but by the time you want to have 7-7, you want to have 14, and you want to have that. You want to have that in place before recruiting starts next year. You want to be able to have a school that says, look, we're recruiting for the Sun Belt. You don't want to leave a school out in the lurch going into recruiting and everything next year. So I think you'll know pretty soon. And Texas Tech, I mean, Lubbock and San Marcos are like going from
halfway across the country,
Charlotte to Memphis. That is a long trek. Yeah. I don't think people realize that is no travel partner. That's even worse.
Texas is a big state.
Texas is big, boys.
Yeah. I've been to Lubbock. It is not an easy trip over there, and it takes. You get on the other side, you know, Dallas, no, that's a long drive. Yeah.
All right, Heath, we're up against a break. Hang around if you don't mind, and we'll keep you here for the last segment. We'll continue our visit with Heath Hinton and talk about Sunbelt changes and anything else that might come up on our mind. Hey, real quickly, MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg. The weekend's here. You got a weekend warrior project. You don't need to go anywhere else but MCS Home Center. Paint, flooring, lumber, carpet, you name it. Lawn and garden, going to work outside this weekend. They've got every chemical and every fertilizer you need for your flowers. I know that for a fact because my wife's in and out of it here pretty regularly lately. We hope you will be too. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, proud to have them as part of the Super Talk Eagle Hour family. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to remind you about DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place to take your kids for baseball, softball training. Luke Reynolds, GM down there. Big pro shop. Lots of cool gift ideas for birthdays and what have you. And ask them about their summer camps. I'm sure they got plenty of those going on at DBAT on Hardy Street. Continue our conversation with Heath Hinton. All right, guys, I'm going to throw you guys a curveball here. Let's continue our conversation about the Sun Belt changes. And all we've heard really is Louisiana Tech, Western Kentucky, kind of an outlier that I've never given any credence to is East Carolina. They're not going to leave the American Athletic Conference. But here's a school that I do not understand, Heath Hinton, why the Sun Belt would not consider them. Based on their facilities, their athletic ability, the success that their athletic programs have had, Liberty University. Why would Liberty University not be a great fit for the Sun Belt?
I think a lot of it has to do with politics sometimes. I think a lot of it has to do with Liberty. Look, Liberty, their facilities, I had an assistant coach tell me, they have the best group of six facilities in the country. It's not even close. I remember I talked to some Southern Miss players that went up there, and they were in awe of their facilities and their practice. And I mean, just the whole place. I think a lot of politics. I think a lot of it has to do with their religious beliefs with Falwell and other people. And I guess I can see it, but then again, Did religious beliefs stop the Big 12 from taking BYU or Baylor?
Or TCU?
I don't know. Baylor's a Southern Baptist school, too. Yeah.
Dallas Baptist is already in?
Southern Methodist. I mean, it's just, I just think a lot of it is political and their stances on certain things that they just, some schools don't want to have anything to do with it. I think sometimes it's a little short-sighted, but.
Yeah, I think that's an unfortunate mistake. We haven't talked about one school that would bring in the facilities that Liberty has, the money that Liberty has, and the success on the field that Liberty has had. Kelly?
And one school that we also haven't talked about, if you're talking about adding a third school to Louisiana, which everybody has kind of said they're not – you know, they're okay and the natural rival. We get that. But bringing something to the table, if you're going to add a third school from a state, what about Alabama and adding UAB? I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
You know, as something else to talk about.
UAB. Well, I'd love to see UAB back in a league with Southern Miss, but would they leave the AAC?
No, they're not going to leave. Look, they're not going to leave the money. That's kind of like East Carolina. Are you going to leave $8 million for 2.5? I don't think so.
Yeah.
UAB is the same way. Texas Tech, are you going to leave, I don't know, a whole, you know, you're talking 60, probably $70 million, or maybe not that much, 30, 40 million for a lot less to go to the Pac. No, you know, it's not going to happen. I tell you a school that's interesting to me. Nobody talks about besides Liberty up there. There's a school called High Point University, and they just made their first NCAA tournament. I don't know if you've ever seen this place.
High Point, North Carolina.
It is Disney World College, if you've never seen this place. They have the ability to go to a five-star steakhouse twice a week. And when I take a five-star steakhouse, it's part of their meal plans there. I was looking at something the other day, and I was just, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Their facilities were, their basketball arena is like a small Madison Square Garden the way it's designed. That's the way the president there wanted to design. They got so much money, they could burn Liberty with $100 bills.
But now that's a private school, too, though, is it not, Heath?
It is a private
Does
school,
they play
but
football?
They just made their first. No, but I bet you if you told them they needed to, they could have it up and running with money in about 2 years, and then they'd be FBS in five.
They do play baseball.
That's how
because
much money they have.
I remember a couple of years ago, they came to Oxford and kind of shocked the world by winning some games against Ole Miss, which is not an easy thing to do. In baseball. Well, yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one. One other I hear, we've got about a minute left. You guys give any love to Middle Tennessee?
No.
No?
No.
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 They got a nice basketball arena, but their football stadium looks like a Richter
okay,
set.
Okay, on Middle Tennessee, huh?
And baseball's not good either.
No, they just...
I don't like...
Yeah, they haven't been competitive in any sport in a while.
But the greatest quote I ever got from a baseball coach was their baseball coach, and they were getting ready to play Southern Miss, and I said, what advice do you have for your hitters against the Southern Miss pitching staff? And he laughed. He says, I'm going to tell them just swing as hard as you can just in case you hit it.
Whether your eyes are open or not, right?
Exactly. Just swing as hard as you can.
Yeah, sounds like a quote from the old FAU coach back in the day who was funny, too.
Go ahead.
That dude was great. He would say stuff like that.
I was just going to say, if Middle Tennessee was decent in anything, I would say, you know, maybe consider them. But they don't appear that they really even care whether they're any good. Which
I could see Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee going to the mat above anything.
No. I say Liberty, but no one cares what I think.
But Western Kentucky, at least, their teams are pretty decent.
Yeah, their fan base just sucks.
Yeah, I don't like their fan base either.
Their fan base is horrible. All right, Heath, July 1st, that's when the change takes place for Big Gold Nation, right?
Yes, sir. July 1st, we'll be moving to On3 and check social media, and you'll see the web address. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of exciting stuff happening.
All right, brother, you have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Heath Hinton, everybody. That wraps up this week of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Lots more great guests next week. Hope you'll join us every day. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.